Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Donald Trump is creating a judicial legacy that will last for decades. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead to talk about this important legacy. Well, Donald Trump, when he ran for president of the United States, he promised that he would appoint judges that are constitutionalists, believe in originalism, believe that words matter. Whatever the Constitution says, that's what it says, and that they are obliged to interpret, not to make law. Well, that is a promise that he has been fulfilling at astonishing rates. Since January 20, 2017, he has been fulfilling his promise to appoint these kind of judges who will set aside their personal views and political prejudices in order to protect and honor the Constitution and the rule of law. And in just the short period of time, Holly, less than 3 years, President Donald Trump has nominated and the judges have been confirmed more than any other president in the history of America. So thanks to the president for nominating them. Thanks to Mitch McConnell on the United States Senate for shepherding these nominations through the U.S. Senate.
You know, it's amazing, and it's so exciting to see the difference. Like, we at Liberty Counsel have argued before activist judges, like, for example, many of those that Obama appointed are activist judges. And it makes such a difference in our courtrooms to see the two different kinds of judges.
Yeah, and if you look at, you know, if the press release that we recently did on this, just to show you how fast this is continuing, you know, working with the president, we pointed out just a couple of days ago that now 158 judicial nominees have been confirmed to the federal bench, which is a historic transformation of the judiciary. That number's already outdated.
Wow.
So he's already got others. In fact, they've been in the queue, and the president of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, has been moving them through, shepherding them through, also the chair of the Judiciary Committee. Used to be Grassley during the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. Now it is Lindsey Graham. They've been shepherding them through. It's now over 160.
That is amazing.
And so each week that number continues to change. He has nominated and had confirmed two justices of the U.S. Supreme Court.
We're grateful for that, for sure.
And over 44 federal circuit court judges. And now over 112 district court judges. These are the lower court judges and then the appeals court judges. And what this means is for the appeals court, the United States Court of Appeals, one out of every four sitting judges on the United States Court of Appeals have been appointed by President Donald Trump, one out of every four. If you look at, say, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and this is a court that we've always had mockery, you know, there's always these mocking statements. It's people call it the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals.
This is such an activist circuit.
It's the most overturned Court of Appeals.
Right.
Of all the Court of Appeals, in other words, the decisions that come out of it are more often overturned at the United States Supreme Court than any other court in the country. That court is going through a judicial transformation.
Oh,
even
yeah.
That one is going through a judicial transformation. And it's almost at parity now with regards to those with more of a activist bent versus a restrained position. And by the time the president finishes the first term, it'll no doubt, I think, even tip the other way. More of the judges will have been confirmed on that bench that are more originalist or constitutionalist, if you will.
And, you know, the average age of the circuit judges that he's appointed is less than 50 years. So that's a full 10 years younger than the average age than, say, Obama appointed. So you look at, you know, we appreciate President Trump is not only a man of action, but he keeps his word and he's creating a real legacy because these judges will be on the bench for a lifetime.
Yeah, this is amazing transformation. I can tell you, I mentioned this when President Obama was elected, and I've mentioned it before, that elections have consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got elected, we had the firsthand choice very shortly thereafter of arguing before and since these Obama-appointed judges. And as Obama didn't have any concern or care for the Constitution, he also deliberately chose judges who believed like he did. And so we have argued before these judges. Let me give you an example. This was not a judge that we argued before, but let me just give you an example of the difference. Back in the pre-2015, June 2015, before the Supreme Court of the United States issued this horrendous 5-4 decision on marriage, the litigation across the country was going on in the Federal Court of Appeals on these marriage amendments. The state of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, passed a marriage amendment that said marriage is between a man and a woman. It was a citizen initiative. It was a citizen vote, statewide vote, I should say. And it was on the ballot, and they overwhelmingly voted for it. An Obama-appointed judge ultimately struck it down, saying it was unconstitutional. Now, this is an Obama-appointed judge, and this judge, she's going to get law clerks. These are individuals who graduated from law school, so they're lawyers. They're young, but they're lawyers. They're very generally top of the class, typically wherever they graduated. So all these people are writing this opinion. She has to read it. Obviously, she knows it's going to be scrutinized by the media. The law clerks are going to be reading it as well. And she comes out and she says, "We know that the Constitution says that, quote, all men are created equal," close quote. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the Declaration of Independence.
Oops.
So this judge is striking down the Virginia Marriage Amendment, saying it's unconstitutional, but doesn't even know what the Constitution says. That's the difference. The kind of judges that President Trump has been nominating, he's getting counsel. What is their judicial philosophy? Not whether they've been involved in, for example, Republican politics. Have they contributed to a Republican cabinet? That's how some of the Republican presidents in the past selected
right.
them, and sometimes they're hits, sometimes they're misses. President Trump has been getting consultation about what these judges are with regards to their judicial philosophy, and that has made a huge difference. The Court of Appeals, Holly, are divided up into circuits. They're numbered. The Second Circuit, which is up in the Northeast, and it covers several states. The 11th Circuit, which is in the Southeast, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, that is under the 11th Circuit. Those judges, those courts of appeals, are likely to flip by the end of the year. When I say flip, I mean more judges on those courts of appeal that have been appointed by Republicans, many of them by President Donald Trump, and those that he appointed clearly are originalist. So those two already are in the process of changing composition. It's huge.
You know, this is so important, especially on those issues that are important to us and important to God, most of all, religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family and marriage. You know, you see that these activist judges, when we have argued before them, they really don't go for these issues very well. But when you get these judges that are appointed by Trump, they look at those. What is in the Constitution? What is in the Declaration of Independence, so
right.
to speak? They actually know what it says, you know?
Yeah, and you know, when we talk about flipping these courts, changing the compositions, the 2nd and the 11th are looking to make that change by the end of this year.
Mm.
The Third Circuit Court of Appeals has already made that change.
Mm.
That includes changing the composition of the Third Circuit Court of Appeals from a Democrat-appointed majority to a Republican-appointed majority. That's already done. So those are two that are changing by the end of the year. One that's already changed, that's three. And the Ninth Circuit is moving in that direction as well. So this is a huge change. And what it means, here's what it means for you and me. Let's look back at activist judges. Well, the activist judges brought in this radical church-state issue when it wasn't in the Constitution. The activist judges back in 1973 brought in Roe versus Wade with a 7-2 decision, brought in confirming Roe versus Wade in 1992 with a 5-4 decision. How many babies have lost their lives? How many families have been hurt by activist judges? How'd they get there? They got there because they were nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate. Those affect real people. What about an activist court in 2015 with regards to undermining God's definition and creation of marriage as the union of a man and a woman. It makes a huge difference. Our faith, our freedom, our liberty, our life all hangs in the balance. And so that's why it's so important. Continue to pray for the courts, as judges should be interpreters, not makers of the law. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We are fighting in court and all over the country to advance religious freedom, life, and family. You can go to lc.org and subscribe to our emails and our newsletters, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.